Welcome to the Aussie Bloggers Podcasts, brought to you by Tan and Amanda. Tan's from Write Your Cancer and Amanda's from My Office Books, and you can find them both at Blogger Support for All. Join them as they talk about blogging and as they speak to a variety of Aussie bloggers who share their own stories, secrets and successes about the world of blogging. And now, here's Tan and Amanda.
Hi, I'm Tan from Write Your Cancer.
Hi, I'm Amanda from My Office Books. And we're
from
Aussie Bloggers Podcast.
Today we are really, really excited because we've got a fantastic guest, and his name is Aravind Krishnan, who is a consumer marketing expert from Sydney. But before we talk to Krishnan, I just want to give a big shout out to Orion Joel, who is someone who has given us a review on iTunes for the Aussie Bloggers podcast, and they have said, a really enjoyable podcast that gets in and shares some great stories along with some great advice for bloggers. So if you're like Orion Joel and you would like to give a review, head over to iTunes and subscribe and rate and review us. It would be absolutely wonderful, and we'll give you a shout out next Friday. Okay, so today we are talking to Aravind Krishnan. How are you, Aravind?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to interviewing you. So how about you tell us a little bit about yourself, Aravind, so that our listeners can get to know who you are?
Sure. So I'm living in Sydney. I've been, as you mentioned earlier, a consumer marketer, working generally in the corporate world for over 10, 15 years almost. And recently got into blogging probably about 3-4 years ago. And I've launched a blog just recently called Money Grows on Trees, which, as I mentioned, took a long time to come to light. And, it was more out of a passion for the environment. So I've always been interested in environmental issues and loved talking about it. Got to a point where one day I said, well, you know what, it'd be lovely to actually do something about it. So that was really the where Money Grows on Trees was born.
What I find really interesting about your story is that through blogging, you've discovered that you have the power to change people's decisions or even lifestyle choice. So can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Money Grows on Trees actually is a blog that helps consumers save money and reduce their carbon footprint at the same time. So a lot of what I cover is decisions that you make in your household. So it could be a lot of it is around what appliances you buy and how you use those appliances. So, for example, I cover things like hot water systems, solar panels, even fridges. And when we're looking at those appliances, they're things that people have to make decisions on, and they have to make decisions that involve quite a lot of money in a lot of instances. And so I think it's really important when you're talking about big ticket items like this that you actually establish that trust up front, and because you're dealing with big money for most households. And so one of the things that I really concentrated on when developing this blog was the rigor I put into all the research I did. So just to give you some insight, it actually took me about 4 years between when I had the idea and when I actually launched it. And some of that was, quite a lot of that was actually researching, writing the material, and even making sure that I had credible research sources. So I was only sourcing information from government departments, educational institutions, research institutions. And I was really conscious of avoiding those sorts of information sources which may potentially be conflicted. So you might have lobby groups or product manufacturers, for example, who may have an incentive to skew that information their way. And I think that, as I said, that's really important because ultimately it's your credibility at stake, and the impact you have on people's decisions is pretty vast, and that influencing power. So really, and even still, a lot of my day job on this blog is reviewing that information, making sure it's constantly up to date.
I find that really interesting, especially about the part about doing all the research for your credibility. We actually haven't had anyone on the show sort of mention that. So take us through the process, Aravind, of what you actually do when you decide on a topic. How do you research that? Where do you go? Where do you actually start? What would bloggers do if they wanted to add some really good research into their own blog?
Google is always a great starting point. And what I found was a lot of the information that I've actually got in my blog is information that's already out there. So there's government departments who publish pieces of that. And a simple Google search often will reveal, at the very least, snippets of what you're looking for. Up front, I think it's important before you actually just go out there and start searching for information, it's important to establish what story you want to tell or what outcome you want to achieve. So you might have, for instance, an idea that, okay, I want to demonstrate that one type of hot water system is more energy efficient and cost effective than another. And in doing so, you then have to work out, okay, what information is there already on running costs for these different types of hot water systems? What information is there on their energy efficiency and carbon footprint? Once you do that, it then becomes a little bit of an exercise in piecing together bits of information. So you might find, for example, if you want to find out how much it costs to install a particular hot water system, your research source may be Bunnings, or it might be an electric or gas hot water installer that you just call around and do quotes. If you then want to find out what sort of energy each of these systems consumes, your resource might be a government website that publishes this information. And then also one other thing that I found was important to do was to actually really get underneath the surface and understand why it is that a particular type of hot water system is more energy efficient than another. So it's one thing to say, okay, yes, gas is better than electric, but it's important to understand why, because ultimately when you are putting all these words onto a page, people will be asking that question. Well, you can't say gas is better than electric. They'll ask you why. And one thing I did a lot of that research and which actually took me into quite scary depths of detail. When I was doing the bit on home heating and cooling, I found myself reading the laws of thermodynamics, which was a bit scary. But I think you do have to get down to a level of depth which demonstrates that you've got all your bases covered. And the great thing about it is a lot of that is available just online, but the skill is in actually how do you piece it all together.
Now, you actually craft your blog as a commercial event venture, don't you?
I do, and a lot of that was at the time I was actually coming up with the idea for this blog, I was really bored in my day job, and I had this sort of flight of fantasy saying, well, what if I could turn this blog into my day job? And so up front I had an eye on the potential commercial prospects for the blog. If anything, just to replace my daily income, not necessarily to make millions of dollars or anything from. And so I looked at the information that I was putting out there and saying, okay, well, I want the information to be free to everyone, because ultimately, really, that's what blogging is all about. It's about making your thoughts, your views accessible to the world. At the same time, I thought, okay, how do I potentially derive some form of income from it? And one of the things I quickly realized with my blog was that a lot of what I was talking about were products. And there were products and information that people were looking at while they were in a purchase process. So if you're looking at hot water system, it's because you want a new one. If you're looking at solar panels, it's because you want to install them. So one of the ideas that I had was to say, okay, I bring in people to the blog for research information while they're going through that researching process. What if I could then connect them to someone who can supply that product? So it could be, for example, if you're looking at solar panels, what if I could say, hey, click here, fill out your details, and we'll put you in touch with someone who can supply that product to you. And so in that way, there was the ability to potentially get some form of revenue from generating those leads. So I thought that would be a great way to try and make this a bit more self-sustaining.
Aravind, when you did that, were you thinking of that from more an affiliate perspective or from an advertising strategy? What was your the strategy that you thought to employ to make it all happen?
Mine was probably taking it a step beyond affiliates as such. One thing in my day job, which probably helps me, is I work in the life insurance industry. And what they typically do there is you come into the website and because life insurance is a bit more of a complex product to navigate, you pretty much leave your details and someone calls you back with a quote for a product. And if we're looking at something like solar panels or a hot water system, not necessarily something you can just buy online. And so what I was actually thinking of at the time was potentially partnering with someone like a solar panel installation company or hot water installer in a particular area. So it might be the Sydney area or the Brisbane area. And say, okay, if I get any people who are interested in hot water, I'll refer them on to you and you can call them and give them a quote. And I think how that plays out in different industries is probably different. So where you've got purchase decisions that involve a lot of rigor and a lot of assessment like these ones would, something like that probably works quite well, a more personalized touch. On the other hand, for example, if some of the products I cover are fridges, and there it could just be as simple as an affiliate sending someone to Harvey Norman or Bing Lee website just to find that model. So there's a variety of approaches, and it depends upon probably how personal that product or how involved that product is and that purchase decision is for a consumer.
I love that concept, actually, Aravind. It sounds quite simple and easy for bloggers to be able to adapt that for their audience.
For sure, and I think it's great. There's any number of different verticals that you can do that. And so, for example, you might have a cooking blog or something, and you might have bought all the particular ingredients from a particular shop, or you might have a particular company that whose ingredients you like. You might be able to send them some business. And one of the best examples I see of that concept is in the travel industry, where you've got websites like TripAdvisor and Lonely Planet who pretty much survive on that. They get people to come in because they've got great content on holiday destinations, and next thing you know, you're booking a hotel in that particular destination. So they do a great job of that. And I think there's a lot of scope because a lot of blogs actually do cover in some way some form of product. There is that opportunity for people to explore that option.
And I think that point nicely lends itself to the next part we were going to discuss about how your blog doesn't necessarily just have to be words on a page, that it can actually veer off to other methods, or it can actually give you new ideas. So would you like to share how that's occurred for you as well, Aravind?
In my case, I started out writing all this material for a static website. And as I was going through, all of a sudden, just these ideas popped off the page to me as to how I could make this a little bit more interactive. So one of the ideas that came about was to create calculators on my website, because ultimately people want to know how much money they can save and how much carbon they can save. That is a calculation. So one of the ideas was to create an appliance calculator. So if you're looking for a new model of fridge, for example, you can compare different models of fridges and work out over the lifetime of the fridge which one is the has the lowest ownership cost and which one has the lowest carbon emissions. So that was an idea that came out of the, and it runs sort of in harmony with the rest of the website. And that was an idea that came out. I developed a calculator and I even put it into an app form. And the app form is great because it takes the blog or the blog's brand out of a static space. So typically we think of blogs and we go, okay, you're just reading stuff and you're stationary. With the app, this is something that you can use while you're out at the shops. So you might see a couple of models at your department store that you're interested in, and you pop them into the app and you see which one works out better for you. So there's even that ability to change the different contexts in which people actually relate to your blog. They could be out and about doing something active. And there's also all these great features, for example, you have on phones these days, GPS, even health-related stuff, how many steps you walk. So depending upon what your subject matter is, there's always great opportunities. Just think outside the box a little bit and think how you might be able to extend your idea into something a little bit more interactive.
That's great, Aravind. I am absolutely fascinated with that whole concept, and it's something that we haven't really talked to anyone else about before. So thank you so much for bringing that to light for all our bloggers and people who want to blog out there, to give them some new ideas. Listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but we warmly thank you for coming on the show. And if you could just explain to our listeners where they can find you and how they can get in touch with you.
You can find Money Grows on Trees at www.moneygrowsontrees.com.au. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @moneygrowsau. And, you can also find me by email. You can just email contact@moneygrowsontrees.com.au.
Thanks so much, Aravind. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and good luck with your venture.
Great. Thank you very much for your time, Tan and Amanda.
Oh, thank you, Aravind. Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of Aussie Bloggers Podcast. If you would like to become a part of the Aussie Bloggers Podcast family and suggest a featured Aussie blogger, or just to say g'day, visit Tan and Amanda at aussiebloggerspodcast.com or at bloggersupportforall.com. If you'd like to leave a review, they would love that too. Keep an ear out for the next Aussie Bloggers podcast coming your way soon.